thing this morning, the reading of the scriptures. And we're living in a time. And Mike said something right there when he was saying that. He said, how many of you women like that scripture? And I said, none of them. Men don't like it either.
Amen.
Neither one like it.
Amen.
How do you know we don't like it? Because we don't live no different.
Amen.
Don't live no different.
Bless you, Father.
Something stirs. Down deep.
Bless you.
But we're living in a time. This blessed book right here has no meaning.
Amen.
Have no meaning in the day that we're living in. Well, I sat right there all morning, just seemed like trying to get a hold of just a little bit of something. That
bless you, Father.
Stir my heart.
Bless you.
I don't know if we can get anything out of this. Everybody ought to know it probably by heart. Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 1. I thought about this when Matt later had been studying on it for a while, and some of it, like I said, don't know how much we would get out of it or whatever. But I said we're living in the time that when nobody wants to hear what's in this book. I want you to listen to this. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1. It said the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant, John. Now, if you wanted to, you could just stop right there and stay with that one word for a while. But right here it said, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all thing that he saw. Don't you listen to this next verse. And blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of the prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Yes. The prophecies of this book, we're living at a time when just about everybody around is trying to figure out this and figure out that and try to get everything amen into place. Amen. Were they some things now that were made known to you this morning as to whether we'll have it or not? Is your house above all of these things? No. Yours ain't either. Amen. But he said, bless it. and he that readeth.
Bless you, Lord.
And he that heareth. Man, don't know about you this morning, but I'm thankful. Amen. To have this blessed book right here, preacher. How do you get it all done? Just right, no surgery. Amen. I don't get it all done just right, and you ain't going to get it all just right. I believe there's some striving in this that ought to be done. Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
That scripture that Mac had them to read this morning, amen, gets down to where we're living. Amen. That part of this book, there's more in this book that we don't want to hear. Amen. For we're living in the time, and that the so-called men of God, amen, have come to the place, amen, they'd rather have a crowd, amen, thank God, than to hear, amen, the truth this morning. We don't want it anymore.
You ought to pray here for a few minutes. You may die.
Bless him, Lord.
They some of this stuff.
Touch him, Lord.
Amen. I've heard it. I've seen it. I know about these things. Some of you are going to.
Well, you ought not read that this morning yet.
Bless him, Lord.
That book is not to be overlooked. It's not to be overlooked. But somehow or another, the doctrines and teachings that are in this book, and it said, do these things. These things in there, and he said, don't do. It seems like we've kind of got it twisted right around. Hey man, we kind of want to do the thing that he said don't do. And we don't want to do the thing that he said do. Hey man, this book don't change for me. It don't change for you. And it don't change for that down the road. Hey man, if you'll read on down just a little bit further, hey man, in there you'll find out. Hey man, when the Lord and the angel were talking to John there, and he told him, he said, write these things that you see.
Yes.
Hey man, said, write them in the book. Amen. He said, when you get them finished, amen, said, send them up to the seven churches. Oh, Lord. That's that. I don't know how everybody come up with all these denominations. Amen. And things that are going on. Amen. But he told him to send them, amen, the same words. Amen. Thank God to one and he did the other. Amen. Now this right here, amen, I believe that scripture that and what John wrote down has covered the seven churches.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
And then somehow or another, every one gets into that.
Yes.
I've been trying to hook into one of them. church is up to you.
I hold to see it.
Amen. I know we don't want to hear this. Amen. You just like the scripture that Mike had read this morning. But it don't change that, Brother Darby. Men don't like it no better than the women do.
Bless the Lord.
Why? Because they ain't got a backbone no more.
Amen.
This thing has got us to the place, amen, that we're just ready to play hand with whatever comes along.
Amen.
Amen. I said we were kind of hooked, amen, to one of these churches in here. Amen. Thank God, and I say we are. Amen. If you'll read after him, amen, every time that he would get to one, amen, but he said, but I have someone, amen, against you. Amen. They sought him. Amen. Wasn't right. Amen. With all the churches sought him. Amen. Was wrong. Some were. Amen. But we are living in a time. Amen. They are sought and wrong. Amen. Well, the churches. Amen. In our world today. What is it, preacher? How we don't want how to keep how the word and the prophet. Amen. And this precious. Amen. Book today. How we want to take this out and that out and do away with it. How the God. Amen. Has got something. Amen. To give us today.
Amen. Brother House Ford.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. I can't believe we're like that. Kind of in a lukewarm condition. Amen. I know you don't like it, but it's still right. We are in a lukewarm condition. Amen, preacher. What can you do about it? I tell you what would really start out to make this church right. What do you think we can do, preacher?
Repent.
I read it to you.
Listen.
I didn't know this was that. It is. Amen. They some of this book. Amen. They've been better off. Amen. The pages you had read this morning, if I could just pull them out, amen. Thank God they've done away with it. Amen. Everybody has been more satisfied. Amen. But if we go back, amen again, amen, to the Word of God, amen, I'm talking about how families get it to have, amen, thank God, I forget about the church house, how for a while, amen, in the family, hallelujah, I would get to the house and get it right, amen, it's a house, how the women get, how where they ought to be, how the men get what, how the power to be, and repent, and go back, amen, to the house, amen, of God again.
Amen.
Bless you, Father.
How
do
you look at your face
tonight? Anybody knows how quiet you are inside
me. Bless you, Lord.
But I'm telling you, amen, why? That we're in a lukewarm condition.
Yes.
You know what's fixing to happen? Amen. He said, I would that you were told are high.
Yes.
But tonight, and I'll spew you out of my mouth. Hey man, that's real. That's a terrible thought.
Yes.
I don't know about you. How many of y'all love the Lord this morning?
Yes.
I said, do you love Him?
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Amen. If we love Him, amen, I then He said, keep my commandments.
Amen.
Amen. Can you not?
Yes.
Whoa. Preacher.
Bless Him,
Lord. Amen. Thank God. He said to love the Lord, thy God, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen, thank God. And the second one, amen, this morning, amen, kind of like that. Amen, it said, love your neighbor as yourself. These things don't work in the day that we're living in.
Amen.
They don't work. Amen. It ain't about my neighbors. It's about me.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. I guess I'm able to say, boy, you're kind of brave since your wife ain't here. I tell you what you do. You go over here and get her and bring her out here and set her on the bank to see if it changes in. Amen. It just ain't going to change. Amen. That old book right there means just exactly.
Right.
Amen. What it said. Amen.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Amen. I told you that. Amen. This morning. Amen. Women are not to be a doorman. Amen. I believe that.
Amen.
Amen. I believe the scripture said that. Amen. In the book of Genesis. Amen. I believe the Lord. Amen. Said He was going to make a man. Amen. A helpmate. Amen. That's what you hear. Amen. It's a helpmate. Amen. But you, oh Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. God. Amen. I know the man's supposed to be the provider. Amen. I understand that. Amen. But you know what? Amen. We're in the time. Amen. Thank God. Amen. It wasn't just provided. Amen. Thank God. I just food for the favor. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I believe He ought to provide. Amen. The Word of God. Amen for the house. Amen. Whoa, Lord. Amen. This morning told. Amen. I bread. Amen. The hour has it coming up. Amen. On us this morning. Amen. It's supposed today. I don't seem to have no bread. Amen. About it, but hear me. When you get before God. Amen. When that. Amen. God, God, and you stand there. I tell you right now, I ain't going to do what he said to. I've heard it. I've heard it. Y'all ever heard that?
Bless you.
Huh? Are you scared? Amen. I've heard it. I'm not going to do this. Amen. I tell you, it happened with a man. Amen. And I can call his name. Amen. Probably most of you in here would know it. Amen. James known him and worked with him for a while.
Bless you, Father.
But I heard that man stand under the anointing of God. Amen. And I'm talking about preach. Amen. I'm talking about sinners get right with God. Amen. I'm talking about how you could just see God. Amen. All around him. Amen, but he had a wife.
Oh, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
She'd go with him sometimes. But she was not submissive, amen, to him or the Word of God. Seen it happen. But it didn't change that old boy. Amen. But you done just kept right on preaching. Amen. I'm talking about three, too. Amen. One to shame of the Word of God. Amen. This morning, but folks, hear me. Amen. You're going down to meet God. Amen, man, hope. Amen. We're fixing to go down to meet God. Amen. Why? Amen. Because we ain't provided the right things. Amen. It's a house. Amen. Hear me this morning.
Bless
amen.
God.
Thank God. Oh. Amen. But he said, blessed is he that readeth.
Yes.
Amen. How many of y'all read that scripture? Amen. How many times have you read it? Just one time? I'm telling you. Amen. I took the Bible, your scripture that you quoted to me. Amen. Sit right down there in your living room. Amen. Then you're saying the old mansion is what's fixing to get up. Amen. It's fixing to take us down. Amen. The church is going to be in trouble because of these things. Amen. We have omitted. Amen. Too much of that book right there. Amen. Thank God. And the judgment of God, amen, is going to set down on us. Amen. For these things. And they hear me this morning, folks. Amen. Oh, Lord. I'm preacher, but I believe this and I believe that. Amen. But I don't know about all this right here. Amen. I believe God. Amen. In there, they were an angel. I told him to take one. Amen. Over yonder was a little book. Amen. Said you go over there. Amen. And take that little book. Amen. Out of his hand. That's why I'm talking. When you get it, amen. He said, eat it. Amen. Eat the whole thing. And not just part of it. I would eat it all. Amen. Thank God. He said, some of it. Amen. Thank God. I'll be better to the stomach. Amen. It's sweet to the mouth. Oh, but taste some of it. Amen. Today, it's bitter to the mouth. And this morning, but sweet out of the stomach.
Bless you, Lord.
You don't like these kind of stuff. I know that.
Bless him, Lord.
Lay some things in that hand that we don't realize this morning. Why? Because we don't want to listen to what the book says. And it's closer on us than we want to think this morning.
Amen.
We really don't want it to be there, but it is. Amen. But I wonder how many in the house. Amen. Now you be careful about how you throw your hand up here. But I'd like to know how many in the house really believe the coming of the Lord is near. Do you believe it's near?
Bless you, Lord.
Well, be careful.
Yes.
Look right here. They so much of it. And we say we believe this.
Bless you, Lord.
But if we really and truly believe it, like we say we do, amen, I believe we'd be a good campaign. Amen, a whole lot different than what we're doing. Oh, it's one of these times.
Bless you, Father.
I believe the Lord said He was Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. believe, amen, just as sure as we're here, that our Lord is pretty close coming after us. Preacher, this here's got to be done, and that's got to be done, and this has got to be done. Amen. What we need to do is take hold of that book right there and begin to dig and find out just exactly how much of it has already took place.
Amen.
And a lot of this have took place that everybody's looking for. Amen. To take place.
Amen.
Listen, Father.
Now, I don't know, Mike, how far the Lord let me go in all of this. But I've been trying, amen, to read and understand more, amen, about this blessed book that I've been reading out of. I want to know more, amen, about my Lord. I want to know more about Him. And I want to know more about His Word. Amen, this morning, how many of y'all, amen, want to know more about that book right there? How many of you want to know more, amen, about the Lord this morning? Amen, thank God. Amen, we'll tell you this right here. Amen, the more you know, the more that's required. Amen, of you this morning. Amen, and I'm persuaded to believe that nobody, I don't want to know one thing other than that they've been saved and ready to go. That's all you want to know. Amen. This morning, have it hear me. Amen. They are straight in a narrow way that was put out before you. Amen. For you to walk in. Amen. Thank God. It didn't mean get out of here and ramble through the hell holes of the world. Amen. It's like you used to be in. And when you come out, amen, of the world, how you were to come out and be a separate, amen, people.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Got to be a separate people. I don't know, don't understand a lot of it. Amen. But I do know one thing. Amen. From the time that I got saved. Amen. I'm talking about the very hour that I got saved. I know. Amen. Thank God. That I couldn't go back to the things that I used to do. Amen. I had to leave them that time. Amen. But somehow. Amen. We've got a world today. Amen. They like to profess that they know God. Amen. Thank God, but they still got a good handhold. Amen. On the world dragging it along. Amen. Once in a while. Amen. Thank God, we'll get another. Amen. Probably we'll appear. Amen. Off to this side. Amen. Or to the other. Amen. Thank God, oh Lord. Amen. I think He should be separate. Don't you?
Bless you, Father. Yes. Bless you, Father.
Which was, which is, and which is to come. Amen. How many of y'all believe He was the Christ that hung on that cross?
Yes.
You believe He was?
Listen, Lord.
I know it.
Do you believe He is the one that's still able to save a sinner? If they'll come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, do you
Thank you, Father.
I do believe them too. Hey man, this next one right here ought to make you tremble. Hey man, in your shoes. Why, preacher? He said, which is to come? What's the matter about that? Oh, Lord. Hey man, thank God he's fixing to come in and set up a judgment. Hey man, thank God, and we're all. Hey man, they're going before that judgment.
Yes.
You're going there, and I'm going there. Hey man, and everybody else you know of is going there. We're going to see it. Man, you're going to give it a chance. Preacher, I go to church every Sunday night, Wednesday night, your word. Hey man, that ain't all there is to it. Hey man, if I understand man, hey man, it said we would give an account for every idle word that we speak. We're going to give an account for them. What are the idle words? Anything that takes your mind and your conversation away from God. Well, for a minute, it's all right with God. Amen. Well,
bless you, Father.
Really didn't know and understand why. Still don't understand some of it. But this morning, there's something that is missing. Whether you listen to me, whether you listen to Jane, whether you listen to Taylor, whoever you listen to. And hear me. The Word of God.
Yes.
Read the Word of God. Amen. That's our order to be a simple thing to us. So if you read it enough, and Paul didn't take hold on you.
Right. Amen.
But I'm glad. Amen, this morning that this old book was left, that I could read and understand some of this book. You pray this morning. Pray for one another.
Amen.
Amen, but I want to tell you something this morning. Amen, I felt this morning early that there was a need in the house. Still feel like there's one. Feel heavy hearted. Amen. What was the matter this morning? Don't know. I don't know. But God does. But I want you to think about it this morning. I'm talking about one that's in control of everything. Brother Darby told you about his grandson. Be in Canada and him down here and him a thing in the scripture, God's able. That's the kind of God that we're serving. He knows all this morning. He knows all. But if you're here this morning and you feel a need to pray, man, why don't you just drop what you're doing? Just wait in this altar.
Bless you, Father.
Just pray and ask God to help in the matter this morning. Would you do that? Amen. I believe there's some things that's going to be left up to us. That's how the outcome is. Amen. There's some of this stuff that I believe the scripture teaches us that obedience is better than sacrifice. How many of y'all know what obedience is? I wonder what we're willing to sacrifice this morning because we won't be obedient. I wonder what we're willing to sacrifice just for disobedience.
Listen.
Amen. All right, I'm through. You know, if anybody feel like praying, you will feel calm. We'll just gather around with you and pray. Amen. This morning. I wonder if maybe somebody else got something on your heart, something you feel like doing or saying.